So, the food for the soul, and to begin with, it is very difficult to talk about the food of the soul because there's so many obscuration. When you think, you cannot feel it. When you're engaging in a worldly life, you cannot feel it. It needs to be really quiet. Again, somebody are ready, some are not. So if you sit down, you say you're ready to sit down, okay, quiet the mind to get in touch with something deep inside, the personality itself have tremendous amount of resistance. Why? Very simple, because it's not you. It's if you're observing about your mind and then your own identification and the scary bit come in, there's nothing about you actually last. Even you said, how about me? I mean, where this me come from? It's not a philosophy, really. You know, it's a bundle of, you know, information and also habit. And also you have to identify, okay, my thought, my belief. I belong to a clan or family, a country, so thus I exist. Until you die, right? So because I belong to China, okay, so thus I'm Chinese. Am I kidding me? So eventually you notice, okay, whatever inside you is not permanent. It cannot be you. It's not really just based on logical, okay? It's just real. Because I'm sitting down there and then counting all my blessings, worldly blessings, I still don't feel wholesome. I still do not feel wholesome. I still do not feel I am at home, the real me. Thus, it's called the truth. So, quiet mind, momentarily, vibration higher and open up, and you feel something extraordinary. To start with, it might scare you. It might scare you. Scare the person. You might have fear rising up. Sometimes spiritual experiences can actually lift your spirit so high, you feel, my God, okay, is that possible? And for some people, it can scare the hell out of them because it's ridiculous, awful, because you get used to being yourself for so long. And then suddenly there is something dawned into your conscious awareness. You're more than that little person. It can be a good news. For some people not well prepared, it can be a very frightening experience. Okay, coming back down, for those souls who want it, so that means that is a spiritual journey. That is the difference between personal journey from here, spiritual journey, that's the difference. Spiritual journey can benefit the world because whatever is a higher, I already told you, it covers the lower. The lower cannot cover the higher. So that means the personal journey in the world cannot cover, okay, expansion of consciousness. You can be a very smart, intelligent, successful individual down on earth. But there's no permanence in it. So I call it eternal feature. So the eternal feature is starting in here. When you feel the beauty, if you quiet the mind, and there's an echo of eternity in it. So the immortal art down on earth is very important. Beethoven music, for some people, they listen to it. They find beauty in it. And then the mind, don't think. Duality disappear, and then they have a taste of something beautiful just by the music. Or some people just watching sunrise and sunset, they totally forget about their little self. There's an eternal moment in it. So those are the food for the soul. Food for the soul. But then on the conscious level, on the energetic level, very important. Consciousness and energy go hand in hand together. So, and consistency, stay in that level, enable you master that field. Master that field. So that means the beauty. Most people cannot concentrate on an apple okay, for 1 minute, let alone okay, concentrate on the beauty of an apple for 5 minutes. I mean, what is so beautiful about apple? Can you not see that? It's alive. But that is nothing to do with the mind. It's to do with, okay, not even imagination, it's not movement of the mind. It's you just see the pure beauty of light manifest in the apple. The mind has to be quiet. And you can concentrate this beauty for 5 minutes. You are in heaven. You are in heaven. So that means, thus, it's being termed the truth. But then it's beyond the intellectual truth, intellectual, logical, reason truth. beyond science. Science do not understand what love is, by the way. They think it's a biological urges. Not really. So it's beyond biological urges. We don't understand freedom, science. And they don't understand dynamic peace. The peace not belong to this world. Those are the food for the soul. Thus, it's become more expansive, whatever is higher, it covers the lower. The person become compassionate, kind, beautiful, graceful. And there's an energetic synergy in it as well, from radiant into beauty. When I meet some people like this, I'm never mistaken. I mean, they emanate with their soul beauty. Very seldom to see one. Not many people dare to live their life like this until you yearn for it. Because it's a high vibration and purity, you know, everything is energy, it transforms the person. Out of that, it transforms the field or the realm of that person, whatever that person touches. There's a spiritual realm here and now. Of course, it continues to expand, it becomes brighter and brighter. The experience, if you like, experience, become blissful. Enlightenment is an expansion of consciousness. As such, you know you are one with everything. And nothing to do with mind whatsoever. It's a consciousness thing. And then when we talk about a soul, it's still a potential and able to seemingly unfold through your conscious awareness. And that is the light worker task.